This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Globally, health experts say the number of deaths as a result of the COVID-19 virus is approaching 240,000, while the number of confirmed infections is 3.4 million. In the United States, nearly 66,000 people died from it, and the number of infections make up about a third of the global estimate. U.S. regulators will allow emergency use of the first drug that appears to help some coronavirus patients recover faster. U.S. President Donald Trump announced the move Friday after preliminary results from a government-sponsored study showed that the drug shortened the time to recovery for hospitalized COVID-19 patients. The drug also might be reducing deaths, although that's not certain from the partial results revealed so far. And the drug maker, Gilead Sciences, has said it will donate its currently available stock of the drug, and it's ramping up production to make more. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres says the COVID-19 pandemic is causing untold fear and suffering for older people around the world who are dying at a higher rate, and especially for those over the age of 80, whose fatality rate is five times the global average. The UN chief says that beyond the health risk, the pandemic is putting older people at greater risk of poverty. In the biggest one-day push yet to restart their economies amid the pandemic, more than a dozen U.S. states let restaurants, stores, or other businesses reopen. The lifting of restrictions on Friday received a mixed response. In much of Colorado, people ventured out to get their hair cut and shop at stores, while only sparse crowds showed up at the newly reopened malls in Texas. Protesters in several states that are still locked down demanded that they reopen. Meanwhile, the first drug shown to work against the virus has won emergency approval from the FDA. This is VOA News.